The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Who's 914?
Yes, Okay. Hey, how are you guys? How you doing, Nick?
I'm not doing too good.
Yeah, I know. He's kind of under the weather today, but you know what? The show must go on.
Yeah, must go on.
We're doing pretty good. And
how's everyone doing? Everyone have a happy New Year.
I hope everybody did. I think,
Did you have a happy New Year, Penny?
I did. Hey. I did. I did have a good New Year, you know, but I think that as the year progresses, I think we're going to be having some wonderful changes and some game-changing things happening in our lives this next year. I think 2017 is going to be amazing. Of course, we got to get you over whatever you've got going on here. So,
I've had it for a couple weeks.
I know, and it's terrible. But, you know, it's good that, we're home and we're not, you know, traveling right at the moment. But, today's show is, it's about Celebrity Pizza Guy, which is Nick Rubin here. And you know, what we do
and
where we've been and the Forget About It show. And, we really, we have had so many different things that, we've had to learn this last year. And I think that this next year is going to be an amazing change for us. And we're meeting so many wonderful people, which, of course, our last venue that we did on the 18th, we did the Toys for Tots toy drive, which our guest today was one of the main contributors. He single-handedly donated most of the toys besides all of our guests and who had contributed to our deal. But, I think that what he did was just the most generous thing possible.
And the Children's Hospital.
Yes, and I just think that, more and more people that have more of an advantage in what they're doing, I think it's great when they can do that and give back and pay it forward, and I really respect people that do that and admire people for that, which is where we're moving this next year is, dealing with more influencers around the world and trying to meet more people that really make a difference in the people that they talk with and the people that they help. And this gentleman is an amazing one for that. We have some very tragic things happen over the holidays. We had Carrie Fisher pass away, which, everybody that is a Star Wars fan, which, of course, I know the Hamels myself. And, it's amazing how it really affected a lot of people. And, she never did get a star on the Walk of Fame. Yeah, the Walk of Fame. And
then her mother dies.
And then her mother died. And I really do believe that in all of us, when we have our children or our parents, that it does affect us, in that way. And I do think that Debbie Reynolds died from a broken heart. And so, I think that we should take a moment of silence for the both of them. For about 10 seconds.
Okay.
And, I really do believe that, when people leave a legacy like that, I think it's really important for us, to honor them and to recognize people that make a difference. And those two people did make a difference, and they, everything was, important in everything that they did, and, they left something behind. And that's really what this year is going to be about, is what can you leave behind? What exactly, when you look at your life, what are you doing that's going to make people say, wow, look what they did, look what she did, look what he did. Did they help people, or did they contribute to bettering people or themselves, or did they, put towards the negative, which of course I would prefer to be the positive. So we are definitely going to be doing some different things with charities. We're going to try to get involved with the military this year. I think we'll get involved with, you know, more of the schools. And I think that we have this coalition that's getting formed. It's called the West Coast Speakers Coalition, which I think is giving people an amazing opportunity, you know, to speak out and to, you know, say what they need to get out there to help other people. And it's the next biggest speakers coalition. When you get the chance, also, you want to really look them up and tell everyone to join, you know, the Easy Way Broadcasting Group, which is formed now, and it doesn't, you know, take any effort to become part of that. But then you can interface with the people that are making a difference, which have some of the top influencers involved, and you'll be able to see that when you get into that group. I think what we're going to do is we're going to try to go to a commercial right now. We're going to bring on our guest, and what do you say, Nick? Forget about it is right.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way.
Yeah, that's what we do. We do it the easy way. We're definitely part of this organization, and it's an amazing organization at that. You know, we are represented by EasyWayPromotions.com, which has worked with Pamela Hasselhoff, Richard Dreyfuss, Quentin Aaron from The Blind Side, and Emery Patterson from NFL alumni. And, you know, is really an amazing. Yeah, and he's, you know, the gentleman I'm going to introduce is an amazing man. He's done a lot for us, and, you know, he's got a lot of really up-and-coming big game-changer things happening with this coalition happening and all the things that he's involved in. And Eric Zuley, it's ericzuley.net, and that's Zuley. And how are you, Eric? You're amazing.
I'm good. What's up, Penny? And forget about it, Mr. Nick.
And forget about it.
Celebrity pizza guy. Well, I'll tell you one guest that we don't want to forget about, man. We got Steve Radenbaugh, an entrepreneur extraordinaire, who is the company Biltwell Roofing was founded in 1936. Shows you how long they've been around, and they've been helping charity just too long, man. They've been supporting charity. It's unbelievable. He was a race car driver. He's a helicopter pilot. He's an actor. He's a producer. He's an entrepreneur. And without further ado, it's my pleasure to introduce on the Forget About It show, Steve Radenbaugh.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, Steve.
How are you guys?
How you doing?
Fine,
yeah.
Thank you.
Glad to have you on the show.
My pleasure.
That's awesome. Yeah, you did some pretty amazing things at our last venue. We were very pleased to meet you.
Yeah, it was awesome meeting you.
And we couldn't wait to have you on our show. This is awesome.
You're going up the elevator with you.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah, in that old Chinese, it's like a Chinese building in downtown L.A.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting because I didn't even know that existed, but I hung around. I hung around waiting for a piece of pizza and I never got it because I had my granddaughter with me and
yeah.
I had to get her home. You know, it was getting later and later and later.
Yeah.
But it was a
Sorry
lovely
you
event.
Well,
that's okay.
We'll make sure that you get some. We'll make sure that next time we're down that you'll definitely get some. Matter of fact, I think you want a celebrity pizza guy here wants to make a pizza with you and we'll have to find out what you want on it, right?
Yeah.
That's fine with
Create
me.
Create your
that
own.
Great.
Create your own
that would
pizza.
That would be fun. That event was really special. Eric did a great job putting everything together. A lot of people there, a lot of high energy, a lot of fun, a lot of communication with each other. And I was pleased to be a part of that. I'm fortunate enough to be able to contribute, and I'm a blessed guy, and I thank God for my blessings and my work and my family, and I have a great life, and I can't complain. So when I can step up to the plate, make a difference, I'm there.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. And you know what? That really is true. You are a blessed guy. And what I love about you is you pay it forward. And, you know, that's what you did. And you know, you are quite an example for people. And that's why we wanted to bring you on and get to know you a little bit and, you know, find out what you're all about. So I'm going to ask you a couple questions. Nick's going to ask you a couple questions. And you can kind of tell us
what up. We have a lady that is, her name is Lisa.
And we're going to bring her in a couple minutes. And we'll let her ask some questions, too. So, Steve, where were you born and raised?
I was born in California, raised in L.A., grew up in Woodland Hills. And, you know, my father owned a roofing business, and I went and took over the business at 30 years old, I think, and had a couple hundred people working for us. And I learned everything you had to know about business very quickly.
No kidding.
That's correct.
Were you around your grandfather, too? Was he part of the business, or
yes.
Was it your father?
Yes, I was. My grandfather lived underneath the Hollywood sign. And,
did you see they changed it to the Hollywood sign now? But
yeah, I saw that. But, you know, so I
they
visited
all like
him
to
and
get
he
in
had
on
this,
things.
He had this big house, and it was kind of spooky, you know. We'd run around as kids, but that's where my grandparents lived, and I grew up in Woodland Hills. And I was an athlete my whole life. That's what I did.
What kind of an athlete were you?
Oh, I was, you know, I played baseball, and I ran track. I played football, and today
basketball.
That still continues, and I'm mountain bike race. I race Porsches. I fly helicopters. I fly tail draggers. I'm involved with the West Coast mountain bike scene and the series, the 7 series. Mm-hmm. And we travel all over California, and then we go to the Nationals and blah, blah, blah. And I think last year, I think I was rated 4th in the country in my division. But I'm still very active, and I'm still very much an athlete.
That's amazing.
That's awesome. Well, I used to ride my mountain bike 10 miles a day.
Yeah, well, I do about 20. I do about 20.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
17
amazing
to 20.
That you do that much. How
and
long
you
does
have
it take you to do that?
It takes you about an hour, hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes, depending on how many times you stop.
No kidding.
It depends on how fast you're going, too.
Yeah, well, that's true, you know. You
got
to keep
on
the
your
pace up.
Too.
Yeah.
Now,
there's a lot to it.
This helicopter thing that you do, I understand that you you actually do charity flights for the ill.
Well, yeah. I've done several. People needed to be flown down to Newport Beach to get to a hospital. And, you know, somebody called me up today. Can you help? This lady's really sick. I said, you got it. I'll pick you up at Santa Monica. We flew down there, and she was, you know, dying of cancer. And, you know, how do you say no to that, you know? So,
no,
you know, life is such a blessing. And when that's over as we know it to be, you know, your light just kind of dims a little, and you know, it's hurtful and it's sad, because life is a blessing and a pleasure. And I know some people out there have a tough time with that. And there's nothing better than being able to breathe and be able to give back and be a light to the people around you and to be a representative of good, positive things. And that's kind of what I'm all about.
That's very true.
And I got to get Eric up on the helicopter. I got to get Eric up on the helicopter.
No, you got to get me up in the helicopter.
We'll have to do it.
Yeah, Nick's never been up in one either. Maybe you'll take him and Eric up together.
That'll be a trip.
We could pass out pizza at 500 feet.
There you go. Hey, that's awesome.
We'll have a pizza party.
Well, you know what? We have a caller, Steve. We have a caller on. Her name's Lisa, and she wants to come on and say a few things. And, you know, I think that we'll bring her on right now, and that way we can all have, like, a little group discussion. So, Lisa, are you there?
Hello, Lisa.
Is Lisa there?
She's eating that pizza, Nick.
I'm not Lisa, but I probably just as good.
Hi, Lisa.
Nice to have you on.
Go ahead, Lisa.
So tell us, Lisa, and who are you?
I'm Steven's girlfriend.
Oh,
okay.
Well, Steve, you didn't know it was your girlfriend calling.
That's right.
So I can give
forget
you all
about
the
it.
Gifts. Forget about it.
I like her sense of humor. That's good.
I'm on all the mingus.
She has a good one.
Well, you know what? That's what makes it worthwhile too. You know, if you don't have a sense of humor, you're in trouble.
You have to learn how to laugh at yourself, I think.
You were that beautiful woman in the elevator.
That's right, with that red. You were wearing red.
Oh my God! Yes, that's me. I remember you commenting on my jacket. Oh, we go way back. Now I remember. Okay.
Yes.
Now you remember.
And that's such a successful color.
Forget about it.
Oh, that's terrible.
That was a great party. We had a great time. We were dancing, and I mean, we had the best time. It was so positive, and everyone, it was a wonderful event. I was really proud to be a part of it, and bringing the toys and the Marines. I mean, it was just such a positive, great event. I had a great time.
Well, you know, thank you very much, and we really appreciated you guys being there. And you know, it is when you, and especially at the holidays. You know, when some people are like Steve was saying, you know, they're disadvantaged, or you know, you have your people that have more, and you know, it's nice when you can bring them all together and give someone a special moment during that time too.
And the children a gift.
And the children, yes, and the bear, you know, the bear that was there, the easy way.
No,
Buddy the bear. Theo was his name, no. But see, Nick liked calling him Buddy, so. he had his own name for the bear, but
well, we had a conversation on the way home, and we decided next year we're going to make it a semi truck full of toys.
Oh,
I like that! Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
I hope we're a part of that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Steven's gonna drop it off by helicopter.
Yeah,
like that idea even better. You know, I mean, we could do that with pizza, right?
Get a huge
He's gonna come in like James Bond.
There you go.
If LAPD doesn't shoot me down.
Yeah, right. They're going. You're in their radar.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
You know what? I like that word, and you know we ought to record you saying that because you say it pretty good.
I love it. It makes you smile when you say it. Forget about it.
Then you need a celebrity pizza guy T-shirt. Then.
Yeah, we'll have to make sure you both get your pizzas, you know, and we'll have you on the show when we have our cooking show, because Nick's cooking show is coming up here pretty soon.
Or if you need me for an event, I'll cater your event.
Yeah, we do all of that.
What's the name of the cooking show?
Celebrity
Pizza Guy.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so we're in the makings of it, and we can't wait.
Where celebrities come and create their own pizzas.
Yes, which he's
done
quite a few so far. But, you know, the most important thing is that we are going to get this thing going, and when we do, we would love to have you guys on. You know, what do you see this next year as what you guys are going to be doing, Steve and Leanne? What are you going to be doing? What are you going to be doing to, you know, projects that are going to be giving back and like you've been doing? I mean, obviously you do this on a regular basis. So what do you have in mind?
Well, I think I'm working with a local school around the corner, and we brought pizza there, not Nick's.
Did you really?
We brought pizza to the class, and I delivered a bunch of gifts and toys, and it was so cool. And you know, some listeners are gonna love it, some aren't. But I walk in the room, bringing in the pizza, and these little children are all thanking God for their blessings and the food that they were about to receive. That doesn't happen
that
in schools
so
anymore. And the kids went outside, Nate, and I brought the teacher back in, the principal, and I actually did a little segment on not only is it important that these babies know that God loves them, but their parents love them too, and
that's
vice
awesome.
Versa. They understand
that's
the love
perfect.
Of their parents. They don't really get it. What the love of God means, but it's as important, and I think it's one of the things that our schools have really missed, that light brought through God's blessings and words. So I was so happy to see that, because I haven't seen that in a long time.
Well, you know, that you're absolutely correct, and you know, that is amazing. And it's funny because we are going to try to get into the schools and change the pizza in the schools is what our idea is. To a healthy pizza and teach the kids how to eat. And we wanted to start, you know, and get into the demographics of downtown Los Angeles. We're going to try to start there, see if the schools or the superintendent would allow us to get in there and do that, because I think a lot of times, when you have kids, you know, you send them off, and some of these kids don't have money and they don't have a way to eat. And if they're eating healthy, at least you know they're getting one healthy meal and that someone cares. And you're right. I mean, what you did was amazing. And then you did it with pizza. How about that? I mean, come on. You know, and
what we want to do with a healthy pizza.
Yeah, we're going to change. We want to change the menu.
We brought pizza and ice cream and cookies.
You did good.
I don't know the pizza. The teacher must say, wait a minute, these kids are going to be all hyped up when you guys leave.
Yeah, I was just going to say that hyper sugar, sugar is Sophia.
There's nothing like pizza and ice cream.
They're little banshees once they get on that sugar.
These children were absolutely adorable, and it was, you could just see these little babies, you know, well, all the smiles on their faces, and it was awesome. It was a blessing for me.
Well, that's good. That's really good.
People don't get it. It's what you give and what you put out there that gives you the blessings back. And if the world would figure that out, it would be really
cool. Yeah, you know, that's absolutely true. Hey, you know, Steve, I understand your girlfriend, Leanne, is a major producer. What are you doing, Leanne? I mean, you said something about you're doing a producing. What exactly are you doing?
What we do, my partner and I, we buy brands, and the movie we're doing in March is an adaptation of Erica Jung's famous novel, Fear of Flying. And then we bought two Kurosawa projects, which the Clint Eastwood trilogy were based off of, and we're doing that with Rami Kolettsera, who directed all of the Liam Neeson movies. So we've got about three movies going into production this year.
Great.
Yeah, it's really exciting, and it's really positive and fun, and I really, really enjoy it.
So, Steve, are you involved in all that?
I watch her. She is absolutely amazing. She's brilliant, this chick. This chick is brilliant.
She does the roofing.
Steven's the beauty, and I'm the brains of the operation.
Oh, I get it. There you go.
Beauty and the brains. Nothing like it. That's like me. I'm the beauty, and she's the brains.
Yeah, even so much, we have him on a T-shirt.
Forget about it.
Hey, Nick.
Forget about it.
That's a great place to be on a T-shirt.
Well, yeah, it's like a billboard walking down the road, you know. It's like I have him next to me and I have him on my back, you know.
Hey, Lee, we got to go out.
We lost him.
You've got a what?
We lost him.
We got to
go. Oh, we lost him.
We lost him, yeah.
Did we lose you?
I don't know. Did you lose me?
I don't know.
You're right there.
You are. We found you.
No hear, no sign.
I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, it disappeared. But I'm gonna go. We gotta go make some T-shirts up for ourselves. That sounds cool.
Yeah, you need her picture on yours, and she needs your picture, and then you guys can have arrows pointing at us.
Yeah.
And you can say
one
producer,
coming through the back and one coming through the heart.
Roofing and producer.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Forget about it.
So we just have a couple more questions for you, Steve. We just wanted to ask you. So I understand you have some family members, too, that, you know, are into football. And I want to ask you, who are you rooting for? I mean, you've got your
wait a minute. Doesn't he have a
Yeah, he does. He's got you know, you've got a brother-in-law
I'll give you a little bit of my son-in-law was a pro football player, Bo Eason. His brother was Tony Eason.
Yeah, okay. Tony Eason played for the Patriots.
Yes, he was a quarterback. And my son-in-law goes all over the country speaking, motivational speaking, and has quite a following. And my other brother-in-law is Larry Yount, and his brother's Robin Yount, the MVP baseball player, you know. And my dad coached, you know, Rick Dempsey and Yount and all these guys when I was a kid, and I played with all these guys. And so that's, you know, that's how this whole thing, you know, my daughter happens to marry a football player, which she met in acting class. Bo's done several movies. My daughter's done several TV shows and some movies. And so that's how they met. And I have five grandkids. And you met one in the elevator. You met one in the elevator.
In the elevator. Yeah, right. Yeah, he's a cutie. He's an up-and-coming star. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, this kid is good.
But, so, you know, that's really good.
My niece was on the alternate, I think on the alternate Olympic team for baseball. She was one of the best baseball players in the country. Catcher. She was a catcher for Arizona. What? Yep. All-American. Wow.
You're kidding. My daughter does softball, so I'm all about that. That's awesome. And how long, what year did she do that, or is she doing that now?
She's an L.A. firefighter. So this was about 4 years ago, and she has quite a reputation. Every fireman I speak to, I go, Mackenzie Vandergeest. And I go, do you guys know Mackenzie? They go, Mackenzie Vandergeest? And they go, yeah, we know her.
That's so quite a name.
She's made quite a name for herself, and
great.
I'm very proud of her.
Good for
and
you.
And my
That's
grandchildren
awesome. You
are,
should be.
Are amazing athletes also. So I think it's the
you're the athletic family.
Well, also
the
Rattenbaugh,
the Rattenbaugh,
you know, having, The Radenbaugh excellence.
Yeah, it keeps on going, you know. My sisters were swimming. My one sister was on her way to the Olympics in the butterfly back in when the Olympics were in Mexico, and she pulled her muscle, and she couldn't make it. One of the alternates got in, and, you know, that was her story. But they held the national record for years. I think 16 years they held the record. And their team was developed at the Woodland Hills Swim School, which is no longer there anymore. But, you know, very, very dedicated, tough athletes in our family. My brother was an excellent football player, you know, scholarships and all that. And so that's how I grew up.
Well, that's really cool. Well, you know what? That sounds like you should create a pizza here, Nick.
I'd love to create a Radenbaugh Community Hero Pizza sponsored by Eat.
Yeah.
And celebrity
pizza.
Forget
about it.
Forget about it.
You know, I have a question, Steve. What pizza would you create? What kind of pizza would you create?
Well, I love basil, you know, mushrooms. You know, I like the barbecue chicken on the pizza.
He's got a good
I gave a good recipe, you know, last week on barbecue chicken.
And the pepperoni pizzas are good. I mean, I love pizza, so I'll eat anything.
You like a pesto? You like a pesto with tomatoes and ricotta cheese and something like that.
That's very tasty.
Spinach.
Sounds like she likes it too, Leanne.
Spinach,
Oh, forget about it.
You know, we're gonna record. Yeah, we are, Leanne. We're gonna rebrand you. I swear, you do pretty good with that.
You're a producer. We gotta brand you.
Yeah, there you go.
I think you should make it forget about it pizza.
There you go. All right, we're going to make a forget about a pizza by Steve.
Sponsored by Easy Way Cares.
There you go.
That you never want to forget about.
There you go.
Well, you know that T-shirt, we have Your Way Apparel that was there at our event. You know, you want those T-shirts, you can contact them. They're an amazing. They're doing all the different T-shirts for Easy Way, and you know, we could put the forget about a pizza on there if you decide you want to get a T-shirt.
There you go.
Well, there's a cute slogan.
I understand you have a sponsoring program too, Steve. You know, or a scholarship rather, not sponsor, but scholarship program. And you are supporting the 1199 Highway Patrol Officers Down program. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. I got involved with that about 15, 18 years ago. It was a group of guys that got together, and we all basically got together with BMW motorcycles, and They gave us brand new bikes to ride. There was about 60, 65 guys, all pretty successful individuals. A lot of them owned BMW automobile stores. And I started riding with these guys. And every year we raised thousands of dollars for CHP. And a hospital that's in East L.A.
Right, which is beautiful. A real demographically challenged one. Sure.
Yes, very incredible St. Francis Hospital, which was, I got to tell you, we got to go take a tour through the hospital. And they have a trauma center, and I think there's a lot of drug issues down there. And I walked through the preemie baby natal care system and ward that these people put together, and I lost it right there. I couldn't handle it. These tiny little babies hooked up to these machines because their parents abused drugs while they were pregnant. I
know, isn't that terrible?
If these people could see these babies just grasping for every breath, maybe it would change the world. I don't know, but I broke down. I couldn't handle it.
That's true, Steve. That's very true. I mean, people don't realize. They really don't have a clue, you know?
And it was just, you know, too much for me because I don't see that stuff, you know? So we did this for years and years and years, and I rode with these guys, and I became some of these guys have become my best friends and beautiful people. And a guy by the name of Jim Ryan, who put all this together, he was the West Coast regional manager of BMW Automobiles. And he knew everybody, was a wonderful generous man. And every year he put this charity ride together, and we all got brand new BMW motorcycles, and everybody, 4-day trip that was over the top. Let me put it that way. And that started, and then we started, you know, along with the hospital, we raised money for the CHP, Officers Now.
Right.
And those two entities were our fundraiser was all about. And it was, we met all the people at the hospital. We met everybody that ran the hospital. We had a big dinner the night before the ride at the hospital and presented the checks to everyone. And it was quite an honor to be a part of a very giving and a very responsible source of giving.
Right.
Where, you know, send in your money and you don't know what happens to it. I mean, this hospital takes care of that community, and it is the hub of that entire community. And it's a Catholic hospital, and it is, I believe so. It is absolutely the foundation of that community. And
that's really amazing.
I mean, we would raise money for shoes for the kids so they could go to school. And I remember calling my buddy, who is a big, huge wholesaler, and I said, I need 10,000 pairs of socks, quickly.
No kidding, to keep them warm.
I drove up to the hospital in a truckload of socks.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they didn't understand why they were socks.
Why socks? Because they had all these shoes, and these kids didn't have any socks.
Oh, my God.
So,
who would have thought? That is amazing that you did that. And you know what? I'm sure that they all looked at you and went, wow. You know, because who would have thought to bring socks? I mean, most people bring other things, but you thought, because it does keep them warm.
When they were getting all these shoes, it's called Little Feet.
Little Feet.
I think the Little Feet. And they had all these shoes, and I go, wow, let's get some socks. So I called my buddy and said, I need some socks. So anyways, I did, what I could, and my guys took it out there and dropped it off, and I don't even think they knew where they came from, except for the sign on my truck,
Yeah.
But it was a wonderful group of men. We keep in touch a little bit. I try to put together a ride myself every year with, four, five, eight of them. And we've been all through Europe. We've been to Canada. With this group of guys, and it's been a beautiful experience. But Jim Ryan is the guy that put it all together and made it happen.
Well, that's really neat. That's really neat. You know, Steve, we should have a charity segment on our show, you know, and the proceeds of your pizza will go to the charity of your choice. You know, we really want to start giving out, you know, giving forward, paying forward. I think that
we want to use our show for you to make a difference.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Proceeds of your pizza will go to charity of your choice.
And we are going to be setting things up where people can buy these pizzas, you know, once we get things locked in the next few months and on the show. And, you know, I think that with our radio show, I think that, you know, it's going to get it out there. And, you know, truly what you're doing is amazing. And we're just really grateful to have met someone like you. And you too, Leanne. I mean, I think that you guys are really making a difference. And I think that, you know, we'd love to do more things with you in the future.
Thank you. It was very nice meeting you guys.
Well, nice meeting you.
And
yeah, it was fun chatting.
And what we'll do
Forget about it.
Yeah, there you go.
It was fun.
You're from the East Coast too. You know, I mean, you've got that forget about it. You know,
I think she can do every accent there's out there. She's very good at it.
That's amazing. That really is. You know.
Well, you know, it's funny that you're a roofer for 80 years, and I fell off a roof 60 feet.
That's a bad deal.
I fell six stories.
Yeah, he slid off of one of those roofs, you know,
and came back.
And look at, he's walking around and he's spinning pizzas, you know. I mean, it's amazing. It's a miracle. But, you know, there's a reason things happen. Forget about it.
Yep.
That's what he said when he landed. No, but we definitely are going to be getting very involved this next year, and we would love to, you know, have you be part of it. And we'll definitely be in contact with you. And also with this Easy Way magazine we're having too, and we're going to have CPG magazine. We've got a lot of things going on, and, you know, we want to be able to get information out there to people so that they can learn how to do some of the things you do and how to go about it. So we'll definitely.
Yeah,
I think we got one more caller.
You can't go yet.
You can't go yet.
We have another caller calling.
So Jim Zuley.
Jim Zuley's calling.
Is on. And Jim, are you there?
Hello, hello. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Time flies where you're having fun and now, doesn't it?
Next Wednesday will be here before you know it.
I know, yeah. Really. Jim has Baby Boomers Live with Risa, and they have an amazing.
This is Eric's dad.
Yes, he's an amazing person.
Amazing.
That
in fact,
this.
I wear a T-shirt with a big A on it. Amazing.
Yeah, you do. You need that. Yeah, with the Z.
You got the CPG T-shirt.
Yeah, you got the CPG T-shirt. You
got forget about it on the back.
Yeah.
And I got
well,
you guys hooked
sure
on
that Leanne and Steve get one too, because, you know, she says that's so amazing.
Yeah. Forget about it.
That should be a new thing we do. The better you say forget about it, the more you get.
I tried that forget about it, you know. The cable people called up about my bill, and I told them to forget about it. And the electric company called up about my bill. I said, forget about it. And, you know, it works. I mean, you don't have any more TV in your life, but it works.
At least you're not sitting there in the dark.
You had to say, forget about it.
I'm going down
Jim
to the bank and tell my mortgage company the same thing.
Yeah, when Jim says, come over and visit me, but bring a candle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, forget
on my doormat.
Too.
going to be my doormat. Forget about it.
that's
a good New Year's resolution for everybody, you know? Go ahead.
I think so. Well.
So, guys, next time you come out, where are we going to go?
I don't know. We're going to have to go somewhere special, you know, and I
Crescent
think.
Bay,
we'll figure it out. We'll go have some
Crescent
good pizza
Bay,
somewhere.
Crescent Bay, church. Remember? We're going to hit the
usual
spot.
Yeah, definitely.
Laguna Beach, Turks,
and Crescent
Dana
Bay.
Point.
And Steve, my God, the Crescent Bay, you guys, he took us to Crescent Bay. He took us to
Dana Point Harbor.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been there.
We've been to Ports of Call twice with all
Ports
that
of Call's nice.
Great
yeah.
fish. And, you know, we've gone to some, yeah, I'll tell you, we've had so much fun. Yeah. You know, he's quite the tour guide, Jim Zulli.
Well, Steve, you know
he's a great
guys.
Guy.
So,
you know
Jim, what
spots.
Kind of
You've
questions do you have for Steve?
Well, Steve, how long have you been out here in Southern Cal?
My whole life.
Oh, okay. So, you know, you probably know those areas. You know, Ports of Call Village.
Sure.
And Dana Harbor.
Sure,
yeah, you've probably
sure.
been there. Yeah.
Yeah, all that stuff.
I think they got a helicopter.
Forget about it. Yeah, we need to forget about it.
Forget about it.
I love her. Steve, when you go on here, it's going to be forget about it.
I know. That's
awesome. Come on and go forget about it.
I'm not going to be able to
get a word in
edgewise. It's going to be a forget
yeah.
about it the whole time.
It's going to be a forget about it moment.
Penny.
Yes.
You should see Steve's photo album. It's unbelievable. It's like
really.
It's like Travelocity. I mean, you know, pictures of them
really?
On mountaintops and ocean underneath us, scuba diving. It's all over the world. This guy's all
wow.
over the place.
Wow! So
amazing.
You've been way
yeah.
up high and way down low, huh?
Yeah,
that's,
he goes
that's,
everywhere.
That's great. That's really great. Can you imagine dropping toys from that high up? Doing the mountain climb.
We want to do a travel show with Steve. All we got to do is show his
Hey,
pictures,
that would be
you know?
Fun. That would be a
yeah.
lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's
in
good.
Fact,
that's
in fact, the next time Steve goes on one of his tours, he's going to take us. He's going to take us to the little group. Next time he goes to Hawaii, next time he goes to Europe, he's going to take us all.
So,
yeah, as long as we don't go by helicopter, it'd be too expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, the helicopter, the fuel alone would kill us, huh?
No, they're just expensive to run, you know.
Steve, have you ever gone out exploring and just gone out to little areas, you know, and just kind of can you just kind of land on some island somewhere,
yeah,
you know, just to check it out? Or,
yeah.
Oh yeah, I've done that. Several times. You're not supposed to, but
yeah, I was gonna say,
you know, you
yeah.
find a flat spot and you just, you know, set it down.
And you land?
Hang out.
Hey, we can make some built well.
Built well bears.
Roofing bears
and from
drop
bears
them
for
down
humanity.
To the needy communities from bears for humanity.
We'd have to dress you up in a Santa
or
suit though.
Easy Way Care Bear.
Now we'll dress Leanne up in a Santa Claus outfit.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be the elf.
She does wear red well.
The naughty elf.
It might not be built well, but it's red well.
The Marines at the toy drive.
They said they got
quite a response after the toy drive. And they got even more toys coming in from the social media. It's amazing.
Steve,
I think we found
our new Santa and Mrs. Santa.
Wait a minute, I'm Saint Nick.
Yeah, he's Saint Nick, but you can be Santa and Mrs. Santa.
There you go.
That's what we can do next year.
Well,
there
that's
you go.
That's a plan.
Hey,
we'll have
there
to do
you
that.
Go.
And pass out
they're
boxes
up.
Of
Nick and Penny are up in Redding area. It's really beautiful. I'm stationed in the service up there around Reno. And a little bit north of Reno. You've been up there, right, Steve?
Oh, yeah, I've been up there a bunch of times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Actually,
you know,
we're north of Sacramento and west of Reno. But you know what, Jim? You're really good at that direction stuff. I'll tell you, you know right where we're at.
Well, I was,
my
We're up there high.
My son-in-law grew up in the Sacramento Delta. And if you want to get lost, start taking some of those roads.
Wow.
It is crazy over there.
Beautiful, though, right?
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
It is gorgeous.
You know, a lot of water skiers, you know.
Oh.
Well, it's funny.
Mount Shasta and so
we're gonna go to commercial, and we want to tell you guys that we're really, really excited about having you on, and you know,
thank
maybe downstream we'd love to have you on again, and you know, get a report on what you're doing, and definitely do some
keep
different
the good
things with
going.
You. Get some charity things going with you guys, and see what we can do together.
We'll come up and do the show live in Reading. How's that?
There you go.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Fabulous. Hey, you could come by helicopter.
We have a landing.
We
could. We have 26 acres.
Penny has 26 acres.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Yeah, my own landing strip.
She's got huge.
Perfect.
Huge.
A front yards work perfect. A lot of grass.
Oh, yeah.
Right next to the rubber tracks.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we could hop on the train, too. Well, listen, we loved having you on, and we're going
to
need to go to commercial, but we will be talking to you real soon.
Hey, Steve.
And you know what?
Forget
about.
Thanks, guys.
Forget about.
All right, thank
you.
Forget it.
Hey,
bye.
All right.
Bye.
Nice talking to you.
All right, good night.
God bless. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Yeah, we're back. And, oh, my God, what an amazing interview that was.
That
was just
awesome.
What an amazing couple. Steve and Lynn. And Jim Zulli, I tell you, I always love having him in on the little question stuff. We're going to go on to our recipe segment, recipe of the week. And because Celebrity Pizza Guy has another amazing recipe. Nicholas.
We are going to be making a sweet chicken pizza pie. It's called an oven roasted chicken atop of mascarpone cheese that you spread over the dough, covered lightly with mozzarella, provolone, smoked Gouda cheese.
Oh, wow.
Then you finish it with caramelized onions and ricotta cheese. Whoa. That's called forget about.
Forget about. That's right. That sounds yummy.
So remember, sweet chicken pizza pie. Forget about it.
That could be a commercial too. Yay! Well, we also have our nutritional fact of the week. You know, I mean, now that we're in the new year, everybody's got their, you know, their resolutions. They want to lose weight. They want to get healthy. They want to change their ways of eating, and that's what we're for. So. We definitely want you guys to remember to drink tons of water. You know, water is the most important thing you can do. Your body, 70%, it hydrates you.
Especially in the dry country.
And
California.
Yes, and cutting your sugars back, your carbs. Never have more than 29 to 30 carbs in a meal, you know, in your plate. Try to keep your fat low. Some people need more fat. Some people need more carbs to lose weight. Sometimes if you shift your fat and your carbs down and then you start working out, you can actually shift your metabolism. But the most important thing is the water. But if you have your good protein, you get your vegetables, and you cut back on those two things and you drink tons of water, you're gonna find that your body's going to kick into a burning mode. And you're going to eat more catabolic food, whereas more raw vegetables,
eat more raw vegetables and you drink your water, it's all going to emulsify. And the next thing you know, you'll be feeling really healthy. And so we're going to do that this next year. We're going to be teaching people how to eat pizza that way.
Healthy.
So that they can, you know, start getting their body to metabolize and burn a little bit faster. So, you know, it'll be good.
And we had a great show.
We did. We had a fantastic show.
Awesome show. Awesome guy. Awesome lady Leanne.
I know. She just like, she
That's
had
her
a
new name.
She's,
lady Leanne.
She's the forget about it lady.
Forget about it.
And Steve's the new,
and,
the new Santa.
Lady Leanne de Palooza.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Well, and everybody, we love you guys, and we'll talk to you next week. And remember,
forget about it.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Thank you for listening to the Forget About It show. If you'd like to subscribe and know more on any of these rebroadcasting shows or fun activities, you can text Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, to the number 21777. Also join our group, Easy Way Broadcasting, on Facebook.
Thank you to all our friends, family, and listeners from Celebrity Pizza Guy, Nicholas Rubin, and
Fashion Wellness Coach, Penny Latham.
And remember, forget about it!